this parliamentary of my parliamentary act might be defective, because they said the iPad might be more appropriate where laptops do work as well. We do have an IT team here to help us with that. But in terms of tomorrow in our program, there is actually the DTI induction, which we actually have, that we actually going to continue with. There is a shift on the other part of the program, which actually looked at the issue of our legacy report. So that's actually the date it moves to Wednesday 28th. We're hoping that, but we would actually try and ask that we send an update to the program.
He's coming.
Yes. And it's actually a slight change with that movement of the date. So tomorrow we'll have that induction as actually communicated earlier. It will be, I'm not sure how long, it will be a holiday program.
It will be probably a bit shorter because you're not doing legacy.
Okay.
So just probably after 3 o'clock I will see.
Okay. So we might actually then be finishing slightly earlier with that induction, the DTR induction. Because I'm sure all of us know that there is actually the Thursday sitting in the afternoon with the president, questions to the president. Yeah. So I think maybe the 28th we can confirm, but we'll see that circulated. So on the 27th, which is Tuesday, we may actually have a full day program with the international trade. So it might take the whole day, you know, which obviously is at 9:30 to 4:30. There's a probability of that.
But we have a training on constitution policy also on May Day. It's already a full day.
Wednesday.
Yes, the 28th.
Yeah. 28th, we've got that. It's actually the training.
On international trade?
Trade, if we move the training on the competition policy. The competition policy stays, the legal one comes in that international trade.
Oh, okay,
so
let's take this one.
Yeah, I will go to the day before for the whole day. So what we'll have is legacy report on the 28th. We will circulate in that program.
And then this one, the international trade and the air one.
Yes, it will be then longer, the whole day. It doesn't go over 2 days.
Okay.
So you got that.
So there's
a
bilateral
thing. We just checked it. So let me just say that there's actually other things that might be actually quite important as an announcement, because I think one actually did receive communication around the legislation. You know, on the legacy report we've got issues covered. There are three pieces of legislation. Copyright is the first one. Performance protection is the second one. And the third one is National Credit Amendment Bill. So those are the ones which are linked to the fifth parliament. I think what actually we picked up is that the president needed to assent. So it's the signature of the president for legislation. It looks like National Credit Amendment Bill, the president has signed off. But there is actually a program we need to actually look at, because there was also an issue that came up of socioeconomic impact assessment study for the same legislation, National Credit Amendment Bill. So I'm actually requesting that tomorrow one will actually then give a report on how we're going to manage that process moving forward. Because remember, when you move a bill to an act, there is an implementation part which actually has to do with regulations as well. But there was actually also a report requested from the department in terms of that socioeconomic impact assessment study. So I think the request is just to make sure that we are in agreement as a committee tomorrow. We'll actually make it as an announcement in terms of what's next in terms of this National Credit Amendment Bill. So I thought I should actually make that announcement.
Sure.
One is preparing information so that I can come report by tomorrow on the program of the implementation of the bill signed to enact by the President, which is the National Credit Amendment Bill. Natasha?
If you have it installed, you will see what I'm seeing. But if you don't,
one have then
either iPads or laptops,
or
either one.
Which one? iPads. Okay, this is an app, so it works on an iPad or a tablet, as in your Samsung, and on the phone as well. So Android and iOS.
Yeah, but there's no way that on a laptop there.
We do on the laptop, but it's not really designed for that. So remember, it's something that you have to have with you all the time. So you may not necessarily have your laptop all the time, but you can install on the laptop. But we do limit to only two because the licensing involved, and it's quite expensive. So we don't for per person we only allow two.
So it will be the iPad and the phone preferred.
Okay. But it works better on an iPad because of the screen on the tablet. Okay, so as a background, this is an application that was developed. We started in the State Parliament, but that was towards the end of the State Parliament. And the background for it was to make sure that members effective and efficient in their duties. So effectively, what you want is for a member to have all the information that they need right at their fingertips wherever they are. That's why we developed the application. This was also in consultation with the ICT focus group, where all the parties are represented, and they basically then guided us as to what needs to be on the app. So this is the first version of the app. The app will be the second version. I'll tell you what the difference is. Okay, so basically everything works. We'll try to make it as simple as possible. Everything works on the menu. This is in the top three lines there. I call it the beta at the right hand top corner. That's where you get your menu. So wherever you are on the app, once you go there, it will take you back to the menu. So you know where you are in the app. So I'll just cover what's on the app. The first on the menu there is the home. Okay. Next is my committees, my calendar, members in parliament, my chief activities, my alert, and my profile. For this, I've downloaded the app and I've customized it to be for the chairperson of this committee for demo purposes. So it will show you, if you go there, it will show you your name and whether you are the member of the NA or NCOP, and it will have your photo there. But because I only downloaded it, the person downloaded it. So if you go to home, which is the first part of the menu, it will always give you the upcoming activities. Now if you see on there you've got an induction tomorrow from 9:30 to 5 o'clock. And the plenary on the 22nd, which is the questions to the president. Also, what it does show you is on the right, it will tell you if there are attachments to the, if for instance they've attached an order paper or if they've attached a committee report, then you'll be able to see it there under attachments, and it will show you the venue. The venue is the location that you know from Google. It will tell you where the meeting is going to take place. Then the next thing on the home itself, it will give you the last 10 news items that have been that releases the press releases by Parliament. So you see this is, for instance, the Amahlathi press release was sent through on the 15th. So it will give you the last 10. Okay. And then what happens is we'll go into the detail when we get to the committee. But for the plenary, for instance, we can go there. Once we click on the plenary, it will go on the day of the plenary, which is the 22nd of August. and it will tell you what the items are. On that day, you'll be dealing with questions to the president. Now, you notice that there's no attachment yet, but once we get the question paper, we are able to load the question paper, and you get an alert that says there's a new attachment, and you'll be able to see the questions to the president. So I'll be doing that this afternoon, and you should be able to get the questions to the president. I get them from the table. Okay, so your agenda will be on the right, and it will, if it's got attachment, then it will show you. Okay. Now the second part is my committee. Okay. Now this is going to be different for all of you. Those who have many committees will have many committees under that my committee. Those who have one will have one, but all of you will have at least this committee of the trade and industry. If you go to a specific committee, what it will do is it will give you the members of that committee, okay? And you can basically, if it's a new member, for instance, it will tell you that the new member that has been added to the committee, and you can go to the specific member and get the details of the okay, the next thing that will show you is meetings. It will show you the meetings of this committee. Mm-hmm. Now, because this committee has been running for a while, on the app you'll see there's quite a number of meetings from the previous parliament. Okay, but if you look at the specific meeting, let's go to the one for tomorrow. You are able to go there, and it will tell you when it is. It's going to be in this venue, and you'll be doing that induction. And if there were documents for that induction, all the committee secretary needs to do is basically upload those and put them there. You'll be able to see the document immediately. Now, one of the things that you will see is there's that huge button there. The right button. That will only show when the meeting is still upcoming. Mm-hmm. It will show for previous meeting. What you do with that, if you go to that excuse attendance, you can then go and say, maybe I'm in hospital, I'm not able to attend the meeting. The reason for that is so that when you put that and say, okay, it then sends that message to the committee secretary. So that if, for instance, it's a meeting for next week, if three or four people are not available, maybe you won't be able to correct, and maybe they need a check and decide to postpone the meeting or cancel the meeting altogether. So you can use that. It will send an email. It's sort of an apology to the committee secretary. But it gives you that way beforehand so that decisions can be made accordingly. Okay, but if you go, for instance, the meeting that we're currently having now, which is
Training.
I'm looking for meeting. Okay. So, if they had the documents that are being handed now, could just have been shared with you using the and you could have saved a lot of paper. And all you need to do is just to download the document and you are sorted. You don't have to be wasting that much of paper. Now, saving is also one of the reasons why it was developed, so that we can really reduce the printing budget. Okay, so this is what happens under my committee. Now, you may be interested in one or other committee that you don't necessarily belong to. Maybe say it's an ad hoc committee on the recruitment of Chapter 9 Institution Board. So you are able then to go and say show all committee. Now you can go to that ad hoc committee that you are interested in and follow that committee. But the difference between you being a member of the committee and you following a committee is the fact that if you are in that committee, the documents that are shared in that committee are only available to those committee members. The reason being, you could be, for instance, if you want last minute of this meeting, and they are sent to you as a committee, you don't necessarily want that shared with the public until it is adopted. So that is why if you are part of that committee, you'll be able to get the documents of that committee. It's only those members that will have access to those documents. But if you are following the committee, all you will see is you will see that the committee is sitting and it's discussing ABSD, but you won't see any documents about it. But that's
what about once the minutes have been approved, why
okay.
should it not be made public to everybody?
Okay, so what happens if the documents that the committee wants to publish, what happens is the committee secretary has a specific folder where they can put those minutes, and you'll have members and you'll have meetings and then you'll have documents. So documents that are public can be published, but they won't publish within the meeting because you have to specifically adopt the minutes and then they are available for public consumption. But you are able to publish in the community. In fact, that's one of the things that we're driving this, because as it is now, committees are only publishing through NCC, but they can actually publish themselves. So it's possible. Okay, so the next item on the menu is my calendar. So what my calendar does is it basically then consolidates everything, all your plenaries, all your committee meetings, and everything else. So you'll see now what it will do is in the calendar, it will have green dots for iOS. It may act differently on some other versions, but it will show you that there's a meeting on that specific date. So it will highlight the dates where the meeting and where the committee meeting. So if you go, for instance, to any of those, you can go and you can actually see what is happening. On that day, they were dealing with many plenaries. There was participation on women on the 9th of July. So if also there were documents that were shared about that plenary, you'll be able to see them now. Okay. So that's what happens under calendar. Okay. Now, the next thing would be members in parliament. Okay, this is a general listing of all the members in parliament in alphabetic order. You can see all the members there. And then the next one is, this is meant to share documents, like news and stuff. So that's where that will come through. We have a parliamentary budget office. Unfortunately, they haven't shared any documents at this stage. Oops, sorry. We have a parliamentary budget office, and all the documents of the parliamentary budget office will be under there. Okay? So as and when they share it will come under there. We also have newsletters, the in-session and multi-tables, which are internal magazines. You can go there and you can download any of those if you're interested. Okay, that's basically what happens under members in parliament. And then we have my chamber activities. In my chamber activities, this is where we give you all the documents that you need. Okay, what the app does, it does update all the time. So we'll give you like the last 6 months of the document. So for instance, we've got 60 question papers there that you can access. We've got 183, but we'll give you like the last 6 months of documents, so that if you want to refer to a document that was discussed a month or two ago, then you are able to go there and refer to it. Okay, and then, this is the version that we currently giving to you, but there's a version that we deal with now, which will be deployed before the end of the year. It will have more underwriting activities. We're developing it and testing it. And then you've got my alert. Okay, unfortunately, I don't have alerts at this stage. But if, for instance, you get a new document.
I was just thinking that on the document and the period, you said 6 months. I'm not sure if ever you actually have them available beyond 6 months, or they actually go to another platform in terms of the savings. So maybe one was just trying to check that.
Okay, in terms of the limit for 6 months is basically to make sure that the app performs well. Because remember, the data and space issues, you really don't want to be, you don't necessarily refer to documents that are 2 years old. So that's why we give you the 6 months, because they're likely to refer to it. But what we also want to do is all those other documents are on the website. They are also, we also want to put them on the library. So it's not like you won't have them. It's just that you won't have them readily available on the app. Okay, so that's where you get alerts. Like I said, I'm going to be putting the question paper. So you get an alert that a new document has been uploaded, and you'll be able to get the question paper. Okay, then the last one is my profile. So on your profile, this is where it will be different for everybody. But for everybody, you'll have that Committee on Trade and Industry. The chairperson is also part of the chairperson of committee. So that's why you've got two. And if you belong to any other committee, they will show up there. Just one thing that I need to highlight, on there you'll see it gives you all the details, but there's a device ID there. Okay, that number, I know it's sort of Google Docs, but that number is basically for us to support you if there's a problem. And then we ask you what is your device number. That's the device number. So that you are able to see if there's a problem with the device itself. So when you call us or somebody, they might ask you that, and that's precisely just to be able to support you. And it will also show you the last update date, because sometimes it's a question of maybe you are in a place where there's no Wi-Fi and the thing hasn't updated. So that last updated date should actually be quite recent, then you know you've got the latest schedule. Okay, so then the last one, for this one we are trying to help you jump the queue when you log a call with ICT. So what happens in here, this is an ICT service, there's a small trust there at the bottom left. If you click on that, then you are able to just describe to us what your problem is. If, say, you have a printer problem, then you can just write the tagging there and maybe just describe what the problem is so that we can then attend to it. Okay, so what it does is, once you submit this, then it goes to our service desk and you are able to prioritizing. So it will help you with jumping the queue. And you can also send a copy, because what this does is generate an email. So you can send a copy to yourself so that the next time we talk to you, they, I was a columnist, they were able to follow up. So that is the, that's basically what's on the menu at the moment. Now, one of the things that necessitated this kind of thing, for instance, if you go to your committee and you go, I want everything, okay. There seems to be no attachment here. Okay. One of the reasons why we have this is that, for instance, if you have a meeting with the department and you'll be discussing an annual report and other reports from the department, it helps to get the information way beforehand. You could say to the department, please send all the documents 2 weeks in advance or a week in advance. That way you are able to look at the document and read through the document so that when you get to the meeting, you're not trying to read the document at the same time you're trying to engage with the department. So that way, if things are sent beforehand, you are able to engage with the document, and when the meeting starts, you write on it. You don't have to be going to the documents to attend them. So we hope it's going to help with the efficiency of the committee, and we urge members to use it. And if there's any problems, you can go through the committee secretary, and they contact us, and we can come back with any other issues. Okay. Just one other thing, I remember I said we have another version that we did with it. It's going to be coming before the end of the year. We're still busy with it, so it doesn't look as good, but it will get there. Okay, so what will be happening? What will be happening is the main changes will be there under my chamber activities. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now you see in the old one, in the current one, we only have house documents. But what we want to put there is we want to put questions as well. Because we want to be able to have a view of where questions are and what the responses are. Okay, we still use it, so we are able to see these are just old questions that we took. This was a question about last person's memory, and we are able to get the response of the, okay, that one is not answered yet, but if you go to the one for the Department of Basic Education, then you are able to get the response as well. Okay, so that's what's coming next under my chamber activities. The other thing that we also busy with is to be able to monitor your house resolution. So you are able to go to house resolution, and it will tell you the house resolution. Okay, we want to also put the actual document on the app that we've been talking with us. So we will have something like this where we are able to see where the resolution is and whether it's being adhered to or not. So that's what's upcoming in before the end of the year. I just very busy with that, like okay, if there's any questions, can you just make the question?
Sure. The other version that's come. Sorry, the other version is coming, will it just automatically update or is it a new app?
Okay, we're trying to automate that. We communicate accordingly. We're trying to make sure that you don't have to connect to the I don't want to say, we definitely automate it, but we have to depend on it.
Maybe they
point one, who may want to raise, just the point of the updating, because I think of the point saying the other app you just explained, how does it connect to what we actually have set up, but the updating of what we actually have as an app. Is there any issues you'd like to raise, because it's not a Wi-Fi story, connectivity, although we're looking at the paperless, when you actually get out of your system, you can't get any information. It might be something that we prepare ourselves on, except for when you actually don't have a power management, your gadget is off, because you're actually not charged. So that's a bit different, but in terms of what would be the connectivity and updating challenges we can have.
Okay. Like you've seen, when I started here, I didn't have your picture, so it updated along the way. And they only loaded it like 10 minutes before I came there. Yeah. So constantly update. But it's not heavy, and I am on Wi-Fi as well, so it's not very heavy. That is why that one, for instance, why we limit the amount of data so that, you know, it's not data intensive, given that data is quite expensive. So we've been running with this for a while. We haven't had major problems.
It was obvious to say what can go wrong. With those small wifers we have, what's an area where you can say, yeah, I'm stuck, I can't get to anything I want to use?
It's really not data heavy,
okay.
Especially the schedule. Because remember, even though you have access to all those documents, there's no data really involved until you download. So it's not usually. That is one of the requirements to make sure that you know.
Thank you, Chase. Firstly, a comment and then a question. The comment is that you said that students learn 10% when they hear, another 10% when they 20% when they hear and see, but 80% when they hear, see, and do. So it would have been great if we were able to experiment and fiddle around while you explain it, because you're going to now get comebacks, how does this work, how does that work after this. So that's just a comment. But the question is, if we want to, say, send a copy of our meetings to our office secretaries so that they could also just assist us with keeping our meetings on track. Copy, paste, and send, does it have that particular functionality? Would you have to then download that, or is this just for you, and it doesn't have that functionality, and you're able to maybe send to somebody else? So that's my question.
Okay. So currently, it's only meant for members, specifically for the member within a committee, within a house. But if we do have a Windows version that's not licensed. But the problem with the Windows version is that we can't promote the change. This is a change when the physically comes to do. So for the office managers and secretaries, we actually prefer them to go on the Windows one, and they can be you on the Windows version. But because of the licensing, we can't really give them the license version. But the kind of changes that we anticipate changes 1 in 2 years, maximum, but it's likely to go through the whole parliament without having a change. Unless maybe, because sometimes, you know, your Apple releases some version that then needs us to update. But from us, the updates, we keep them as minimal, and we want to keep them for the whole of the parliament. So if we can install them, just better.
So obviously, I think the point is that after this meeting, before we leave, you'll actually have call center number. Because call centers, when I'm stuck and I'm in a meeting, I'm trying to explain something, try and get a document, and from there I struggle and pull out my cell phone, need to phone someone there. Your screen is not changing. No, I've got this thing here. And then they say, oh, move your cursor up or down or right, you know. So it may be a point that we just raised as a point, because sometimes it's just a gadget. Because there might be quite a few members, you know, before technology, which might actually be a bit of a challenge. So where a small thing can actually create quite big chaos, if you can't actually speak to the evidence and information that makes complete sense, which might be on your laptop or your email, on your phone, but you're actually not able to access that. So I'm just saying it's just in passing period, so that at least we stay in contact with the relevant office and maybe have that number where we can try and check with someone. So it's always good to have a call center to actually get some advice, because it may be simple that in my case I'm in the wrong area looking for something that doesn't exist. But if I actually drop it or press another button, then I can get the stuff I'm looking for.
Is the chair making a declaration?
No.
that's part of the thinking under that I think it's a request.
Yeah.
Okay. But on top of that, we are working on a comprehensive support document that will appear on the article. Also, we've got a sort of a video that tells you how to go about the app. So our trainers will update that video and we'll send it to us.
That my ICT is not coming up. It just stops at my profile.
Go to the profile, then the second menu.
Oh, I see, under the profile.
You see, there's the kind of question I'm talking about. But then now you are in the car with me, that I said I'm late and you put the phone. Hey, it's not moving.
Like anything else, it actually
how do you access the Wi-Fi of Parliament on your devices?
I'm actually on Parliament Wi-Fi. I think one of the problems with Parliament, it was built a long time ago, you know, and the walls and the bed are not meant for that kind of thing. So we tried and we are being accessed by all the network providers. We are slowly trying to improve it. But I think that it's a structural problem more than anything else. Because it's less than in modern buildings, not necessarily in.
Because when you have communities with Wi-Fi, you see there's a group of young people going to some corner and then they all on that stuff. So I'm just saying that maybe even signal on our part
So there may be corridors which are hot spots, and there may be areas where you have no connection when you go to that hole. The walls are 5 feet and the building is strong. So you stay outside, maybe you communicate better, I'm not too sure.
Also, on your normal Wi-Fi, if you go into the building, it changes it quite dramatically.
Okay. Okay. It sounds like we actually got that first step, and we are all in the right space, and I'm sure we do actually have the contact of the IT team. So for now, it just looks excellent that we can see all the stuff we want to look at. But thanks very much. Unless there are further questions, I think that was the purpose for us to actually have the IT team here. And thanks very much for actually helping us. We say paperless. I understand that. I still keep a small note on the side, even if I wasn't working properly, with a bit of a summary. Not all the jobs. Yeah. Okay, thank you very much.
Your committee has to say no, that you have a job.
So he's not without paper. So he's got a left paper. So thank you very much to the IT team. And I'm sure we'll actually be coming to you on how we implement. It won't be questions of what is the help. I actually took a long time to get to WhatsApp. So, but I'm on WhatsApp now. No, thanks very much to the IT team and to my person. I'm sure we can conclude that session.